it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will have tickets to Alice in Winterland. If you don't know about that, it was announced today. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. But right now, it's time for Great Date Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. Adam and Rachel are here to discuss.
Well, we've lost Adam already.
All right, I will go grab him. They're going to discuss relaxation.
Okay.
He went to go relax.
Do we want to start with her or do we want to just vamp about things? No, we can start with her.
Yeah, why don't we start with her?
Okay, Rachel, tell us some. You're very lucky today because I do believe he had won the toss.
Oh.
But you get to go first because we lost him. So
okay.
What is what seems to be the issue?
Yai. Well, I'm right now I've been a stay-at-home mom and my husband works full time. And he doesn't like when he gets home and he's basically as he puts it in his words, handed the kids as soon as he walks in the door.
Okay.
And, you know, he's saying that he's tired and he just like, you know, exhausted from a long day of work. And he really would like some time alone to decompress for, you know, just to decompress before he has to deal with the kids when he gets home from work.
We have him back. We kind of forced her into telling your side there, Adam. Does that sound accurate? What is it that you want out of life?
Some peace and quiet in between the chaos would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My story checks out.
That's an interesting way to put it.
can you describe, like, what does it feel like to you when you get home?
Well, from one rat race to the next, you know. Just seems like there's no breathing time, you know. It's like, gotta, like, take a breath here. Seems like running around the office was like a chicken with my head cut off. The boss is yelling at me, do this, do that, get this done, get that done. I go home, no different.
Are you referring to your wife as your boss?
In so many ways, she does have orders, for sure. Requests, we call them, you know.
Man.
I think it would have been better had we not got you back.
Yeah.
No, I'm just... Adam, I think, so what do you exactly want? Do you want the 1950s model?
I walk in. Sorry, go ahead.
Does anybody remember that article where it was an outline of a woman who was like, how to make your man happy. Greet him at the door with a drink. Make sure the kids are in another room and quiet. Hand him his paper. Like, put his feet up and maybe give him a little foot rub. Like it makes me sick. It was a crazy, like, is that what you want or you just want to be left alone?
I mean, temporary. I'm not like saying, you know, all night or anything, but yeah, it would be ideal to have a little time coming in the door and it's not a flood of activity, but you know, it always is. You know, the kids come rushing in. The wife's got her honey-do list. It's like, oh, crap.
God.
It is so good that it's radio and you can't hear what just happened to Erica's face.
Yeah.
I have a question for the fathers in the room.
Yeah.
Particularly soccer when your kids were a bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when the kids come running up to you after a day of work?
It isn't okay. That's unfair. It's amazing, but Erica.
Emotionally, it's amazing. Physically, it's
scary.
But here's the thing. We don't have jobs like Adam does.
Right.
Like, I don't go home from here stressed to the gills. Nobody yelled at me other than you.
Yeah. I was yelling in this room. But
you know what I mean? Like, I don't go home stressed. I understand his need for... I went through something similar, but it was just like, when I would come home, when my ex-wife was able to be a stay-at-home mom, like I would walk in and it was like drinking from a fire hose because she wasn't able to speak to grown people all day. Yeah. So then it was just like, and you're like, okay. But like, it's
like, let me get in the door.
Yeah.
And then we can finish this. Yeah. I've had the opposite where like because of the job we have, I'm usually excited or happy or, you know, we got give away these tickets or whatever today. And I would come in and I would just open the door. My wife's been working.
You throw up on her.
And I would throw up on her. And she's like, hey, you need to chill. When you come home, you need to like assess the situation. What do I need from you before you just start going, oh, and this and this and this and this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But how is it different?
Well, okay. Here's what we haven't done yet. We haven't really asked Rachel her side, but I don't know that you need to speak at this point. If all you want is a win, you might just win based on what he said.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Adam may be using some less than great.
Adam sounds really stressed out.
He does. Thank you. I don't know if you're being sincere.
I'm saying it like as if she's not.
In the house, you know?
I understand what you're saying, Erica, but okay. Do not make me take this hit. He has a job.
I know.
And she has a job.
Yes.
And then when he gets home, she's like, take over my job.
What?
Yeah, but you don't get...
That's what I'm hearing from him. And it's like...
That's not accurate at all. No.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's like...
You're right. He's
on, you know?
He wants a break and you're presenting
But
more
also, when
work.
Does she get a break?
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's...
She doesn't get one.
Yeah, we both need breaks. Well,
there's nap time and stuff for the kids. I'm sure there's little moments of joy.
You get a lunch break at work, right?
Depends. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes
Legally,
so.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know nobody gets...
Right, yeah, not a...
But I mean, the nap time argument, that's dark.
I get no breaks.
Nap time is legally yes, but also not.
No, well, because then she's going to go do all the other stuff, the laundry, right. The dishes, keep the house clean.
You're a better woman than I
Rachel,
am, Rachel.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we release the hounds?
I mean, feel overall, okay, I mean, we need marriage counseling, I think. I feel really heartbroken that this is his response to coming home to his family, that it's like more a burden and a source of stress to him rather than like a joyful time that, yes, you're exhausted, you're stressed out to the max, but your kids want to spend time with you. They are excited to see you at the end of the day. They don't get to see you very often because of your job, and they are just coming at you with like excited, loving energy. And I don't know what world you're living in that you think this is just going to like continue forever. This is finite amount of time that you're going to get this kind of response from your children. It's only a matter of like 5 or 6 years until your kids don't give a crap where you are, who you are, what's going on with you. So like, you're supposed to kind of wake up, look around at what you have right now and relish these precious moments that your kids are excited to see you, because before you know it, they won't care. They won't want to see you anymore. They'll have their own lives.
Turns out she can win harder. Yeah. Do your face, Erica, is a
lot. I just, I'm with her on everything.
Yeah. I don't think it's fair. Like, you guys, he's not saying the right words, but there are men and women who are the quote unquote breadwinner who, when they get home, need a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes it possible for him to be the breadwinner?
I think that's the point.
I do. I make it possible.
It's just a second. It's a 30-minute breather. I'm not saying I'm trying to toss the kids out of my life.
You just want...
Just 30 minutes to recenter, kind of, you know, I'm still brainstorming and heavy in my work mode. Even when the house door opens up,
Adam, it would have been real cool had you started there, but you started in such a darker spot. Like asking for 30 minutes,
I just got
I don't
work,
think so. Is unreasonable, but you're like, ugh. I get home, kids are thrown at me. Like, dude, that was a lot.
Yeah, and your wife needs a break too. Yeah. Kids are a lot.
Hang on, guys. We're gonna get a jury for you. Don't move.
I don't like the downplaying of her role, but I also don't like we're kind of downplaying his role too. Like he's going to this job that it sounds like he really hates it and it's really stressing him out, and it's just like so. It's like, well, I don't. Does he need a new job or something? Like we don't. I
Erica
understand.
Doesn't want to. Like I don't. I'm afraid of her right now because there is this thing where it's like women's bodies change. Check. Yeah. Women's sense of responsibility change. Like there's so much you go through. And I went through this with my ex-wife where it's like, you don't understand everything I've gone through. And it's like, right. But you don't understand what I'm going through because now I am legitimately, every job I've ever had in my life, I knew at any point I can look at that boss and go F off. I'm moving on. And that doesn't exist from that moment forward. I am responsible for four mouths. It's hard.
Right. And especially like you were doing something you at least enjoyed. And it sounds like he doesn't get
it. But it's just still miserable. Scary. You're for like,
sure. Sorry, I'm having a cough attack.
No kidding. No, but like I don't like him, but I understand.
But she can't be expected to work. Say he works 8 hours. She's then expected to work 12. Cause when he gets home, she has to keep
working. But can he have 1 half hour?
Right.
But how soon are the kids going to bed once he gets home?
He can't. You can't backload that half hour. Like come home and then get to decompress. Like maybe he just needs to drive around for. I don't know. I know that other couples have been through this, and hopefully you found words.
Yeah.
That were better than his. Yeah. Dude, what is wrong with that guy? But like I feel like he's going to lose in colossal style, but like when it's very reasonable to ask for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay. Should he get a little downtime when he gets home or does he have to jump right in and be a dad and a husband? 303-222-5423.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Grade Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are trying to help out Rachel. We have Adam and Rachel. They have children. She's a stay-at-home mom, which you don't get how fortunate you are if you get to make that situation work. A lot of families have to do the dual income thing or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, I'm stressed at work. I come home. I need a little time.
Right.
But he didn't quite say it that way when he started. Yeah. It's like, the kids just get thrown at me. We're just asking the question. Like, his job is over there, her job is over there, and then at night, it's both their job. Does he have to clock in the second he walks in the room?
Don't you think tag team is easier than...
Yeah, but like, can he start his... Would it be better if he went to a bar for a half hour before he came home?
No. Get your butt home. I need help feeding and washing these kids.
Guys, feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like. If we went based on texts, it would already be over, I believe.
Yeah, except there is one text saying Erica and Aaron shouldn't weigh in because they don't have kids.
I hate that argument. Shut the F up.
And Aaron's
you're
really,
allowed to have an opinion on things without having experience.
Aaron's like kind of a caregiver.
Yeah.
Yes.
To her, so, yeah.
Jenny?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
His side, 100%.
What?
All right,
Jenny.
Yeah. So we moved to Colorado when my children were 1.5 in three.
No.
Oh, you're losing here.
Yep.
Not intentionally.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Can you hear me?
So did you say you're a stay-at-home mom yourself?
I am, yeah. So my children were 1.5 and 3 when we moved to Colorado from Illinois. Stay-at-home mom, so I've been through every aspect of everything. My husband takes care of everything. financially.
I think she said financially.
So you're saying he deserves this break when he gets home?
100%. So whenever my children are now 10 and 13. Yeah. And I did work for a while. And even whenever I was working, I did still take sole responsibility for the children because I decided to be a mother.
But you couldn't do that on your own, right?
I'm a mother. He gets a break.
What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
And he helps the children with the homework after he cools down from work. And I 100% appreciate him everything that he does for our family, and he deserves a break. So, yes, Dad, you deserve a break.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the voice of reason has entered the room.
Oh, there is a trend on TikTok about people like her.
I think we have bigger problems here, to be honest.
Well,
What
did she say that was, like, ridiculous? She said he works all day, he gets a break, and then he helps with the kids. Right?
I agree.
I think it's, I would be curious to know what the attitude is that he's bringing, that dad is bringing to the table.
Everybody's been ganging up on me.
Which is that the children are a burden rather than his children that love him unconditionally.
I never said that. Putting words in my mouth.
They certainly behave that way, and that is the impression that you were giving.
Yeah.
That is the impression you give to me and the kids, that we are a burden to you, and that we should just be so thankful to you because you're the one who's the breadwinner. Well, who made that decision? Yeah. You decided you wanted to work, and I stayed home. So maybe there was more of a mutual beneficial decision with that other family.
Okay.
But you are just considering that we're a burden.
We got
a text that said, to his credit, asking for 30 minutes and some peace and quiet is a lot better than the people who want multiple hours to play video games.
Hmm. Adam, you're going to need to find a more constructive way to speak because, like,
the attitude.
There are people on your side, not a lot of people, but, like, your dunking is, like, kind of off putting. Yeah. Nikki?
Yay!
What do you think?
You know, this is kind of her job, and maybe he doesn't see it that way. If he's working a shift and the person who's coming in and he's hoping for, like, a 10-minute break to breathe, and they're like, oh, man, I had a really stressful day at home. I need to go sit down for a half an hour before I can do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I lasted 2 months as a stay-at-home mom. I work, and then my drive home is my time to decompress from the kids so that, you know, the caretaker of my children can have 10 minutes.
Driving is not stress-free.
Yeah.
Oh, I find it's not driving I very to you guys. Decompressing.
You don't drive the drive I drive.
I like that. Maybe I'll just circle the block a few times before I come home.
Okay. Bro, I like.
And no one is saying that work is easy. Like, yes, I absolutely believe that everyone should have a break, but that's the thing that's frustrating me is Adam, it doesn't seem like Rachel is getting one and you are also not helping her get one.
There's just the communication has just totally gone completely away. And you have this overall attitude. If there were a time where we actually, like, could see eye to eye again, and you said, you know, I love our kids. I love our family. I do just give me the 30 minutes to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, you know, just let the kids say hi to you. And then we say, hey, Daddy needs to go downstairs for a little bit to do some things or something. Give Daddy 30 minutes and then he'll come back. But it's just the moment you walk in the door, you're already like, get the kids off me. Get the kids off me. I don't want them. I can't handle it.
Listen,
you
know, we have so many other calls and I know we don't have time to get them all. Somebody, can you summarize what Becca was going to say? Because it's basically, is she an attorney or?
No, she says that she wants to divorce Adam for Rachel.
Yikes.
I don't think she's an attorney. I think she's
here, Becca.
She's a lawyer. All right. Well, she knows all about stress, then I'm sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Adam?
I mean, this is the overall problem. I just think the bigger problem is our marriage.
Digging
that's what I think.
Himself I know. Deeper.
Adam, Rachel, is there anything else to say? I do, like, you in the most colossal style, you lost, Adam. You, I mean, We had one total phone call on his side.
Yeah.
And one text.
Yeah, most texts are.
Yeah.
They're no, but they're
not happy.
Yeah, they're coming for you, man. So,
Well, I get it. You know, she can always go to work full time, and I can do the household thing too. Maybe
I bet that would go really well. I bet.
Adam, I think you need to work on your communication.
Yeah, for sure. Tiag, I know you're mad. He had okay. Hang on. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. Has good points. If he wasn't such a
I know, because there's a lot of like, if your help got there to back you up and they didn't want to work, it's like, but I just think neither of them are getting a break, and that's bad on both. And I think he clearly was a jerk. I'm not defending the way
he deserves
clearly
a break.
They both need like a vacation or something.
Yeah, they need a babysitter who helps out every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join the Pitchfork and Torches party, hit us up at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.